Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Just one day to go now before the 118th running of the Boston Marathon, expected to be one of the biggest ever. As WBUR's Fred Bever reports, a festive mood is prevailing in Boston, despite the tragedy that took place at last year's event.
The Heinz Convention Center is the central gathering place for runners in a variety of athletic events that began yesterday. Cambridge resident Casey Phillips was waiting for a bus after running that morning's 5K race.
It was great. There were so many people out, and there was like a lot of energy, and people were really screaming and high-fiving, and that part was really great.
The route for the 5K includes a stretch across the finish line for Monday's marathon, a somber reminder of the suffering and courage of just over a year ago.
Yeah, it was pretty touching trying to think about running, but realizing that I was sort of on hallowed ground of all the previous runners and what happened last year.
Last year is on the minds of many, and even as people enjoy the excitement about this year's race, the way they think about it is changed. It's an occasion to show resolve and support for Boston, but it's also the cause of some unwanted anxiety.
Third floor for number pickup. Second floor is the expo.
At the convention center, a steady stream of runners and their families moves up the double escalators to the third floor number pickup. The visible security presence is light, although a police canine unit weaves through the crowd. As he picks up his number, Thomas Regan of Rochester, New York, says he's run the Boston Marathon 6 times, and this time, the event is more important to him than ever.
There wasn't a question that I wasn't going to be here. Yeah, this is going to be a special one.
But Regan also says it's not certain where exactly his wife and kids will go to watch him run. It probably won't be near the Boylston Street finish line.
I think we're going to be a little bit further down, you know, just to be safe. You got to balance out the safety and vantage point, which, you know, it's going to be tough. We have not figured it out yet.
Still, it's become commonplace to hear people say Boston will probably be the safest place in America on Marathon Day, given the boosted police presence, surveillance, and emergency planning, not to mention heightened public awareness. And for runners such as Milton Moreno of Laredo, Texas, this is simply a can't-miss event.
The Boston Marathon is the most prestigious marathon in the world, and I qualified for it a couple years ago, and it's kind of like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to come up here. After what happened last year, it's the greatest feeling in the world to come out here and just to take part in it.
There aren't any warm-up races today, which is Easter Sunday and still a part of Passover week. Race organizers say the hiatus is a welcome chance to rest and recharge for the big day. The starts are staggered. Mobility-impaired athletes take off in Hopkinton at 8:50 a.m. on Monday, elite women at 9:32, and elite men at 10. The last wave of runners starts at 11:25 a.m. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.